It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll hear next from American troops on their way out of Iraq. The U.S. has gone from 160,000 troops a year ago to around 50,000. The 4th Stryker Brigade drove out of Iraq, reversing the route that Americans took 7 years ago, Baghdad back to Kuwait. They spoke with NPR's Mike Schuster about the country they're leaving behind.
Eighty Stryker armored vehicles reached the main gate of Camp Ataran late morning when the sun was already high and the desert was baking at a brutal 130 degrees. Each vehicle, bristling with firepower, carries about 10 soldiers. They had been rolling slowly down Iraq's main north-south highway for about 12 hours, a very visible display of the U.S. intention to bring its war in Iraq to a close, or nearly that. The Strykers came to Camp Ataran to refuel, to give the soldiers a few hours of sleep, and to prepare for the last leg of the journey to Kuwait and then to home. And that's exactly what soldiers had on their mind as they moved their vehicles through the clouds of desert dust to their first stop here, the refueling spot.
I think it's a pretty good idea. I think we got what we needed to get done here. You know, they're a lot more independent and stuff here, so pretty good.
I think it's good. I think our job's done here. I just can't wait to get home to my wife and little boy.
I think we have started really well. I don't know if there's more that we can do, but I know we've done good so far.
I think we came here to liberate freedom for a country. Things are going to happen, but our main objective we came here to do has been accomplished, in my opinion.
Each of these men, Sergeant Alexander LaRoche, Specialists Sean Warner and Matthew Cullum, and Private First Class Kevin Sanders, has been in Iraq for the last year. Their brigade has seen combat, but it's been a period of lessening conflict in contrast to the intense sectarian war in late 2006, early 2007. Still, there are threats along the main road south to Kuwait. Later that night, Chief Warrant Officer Gus McKinney briefed the convoy's commanders about what to expect. Recently, he said there have been 10 roadside bomb attacks along the last 100 miles inside Iraq.
Most of those IEDs have been surface laid, not big ones, okay? There have been two EFPs, right here and right here, but not catastrophic, okay? We have not had attack on the route since 3 August.
IEDs, of course, are improvised explosive devices. EFPs are explosively formed projectiles, a much more powerful bomb. McKinney displayed maps and surveillance photos to brief his soldiers. But some were already thinking about history and how the U.S. war in Iraq will be seen. That was on Captain Dennis Grindy's mind as he addressed his company.
This is our nation's life's work, right here. There are guys that have joined the Army and have honorably retired from the Army and have not seen this thing resolved. Well, you'll see it resolved. You're going to see it tonight. We're about to put the end on a big chapter in a book of military history. You should be proud of yourselves.
That may be true for most of the American troops who have served in Iraq, but not for the 50,000 who will remain for another 15 months, nor for the Iraqis themselves. If anyone needed a reminder that Iraq is still plagued by violence, it came Tuesday in central Baghdad, just as the last Strykers were rolling toward the Kuwait border. A suicide bomber blew himself up in the midst of a crowd of Iraqi police recruits, killing 61. The scene was reminiscent of the mayhem of 3 years ago when the insurgency, spearheaded by al-Qaeda in Iraq, seemed to command a never-ending supply of militants willing to commit suicide in their war with the U.S. and its Baghdad allies. Back at Camp Ataran, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Lawrence, the battalion commander, said the U.S. has done everything possible to stabilize Iraq.
We've given them enough time to get it right themselves, you know, secure the election, secure the population, defeat any government forces. It's time to go home and, you know, wish them the best of luck with the future. But at the same time, it demonstrates our commitment to the people of this country that we'll be strategic allies. Our friendships are eternal, will last, not just this movement, not just this next year, but for the years to come.
Soon after that, some of the last of the 4th Stryker Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division, left Camp Ataran, and a short 4 hours later, as the sun was just rising, crossed into Kuwait. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.